to where is that origin? Where is that coming from? Who are the people that put that together? What are they involved in? Okay, so tonight we're going to focus on Halloween, but I'm encouraging you to please be diligent in every area. Dr. Dobson used to promote, I don't know if he wrote it or somebody wrote it, but a book called The Devil in the Toy Box. Know what toys they're playing with and who's behind them. Okay? Be diligent. Be diligent. So if I can get the ushers to turn the lights, we're going to have a, I'm going to show you a real clip real quick. And as I listen real closely, there's music in this. I don't know why they do this, but the music's so loud it sometimes it's hard to understand it. But this is a former Satanist who's talking about Halloween and what's behind it. So listen to this. Turn it up, Brother Otto, or Brother Alejandro.
What would you take something that is demonic and you want to slap the name of Jesus on it? When Jesus ain't going to show up and bless your stuff. You know, I mean, for me, if I was a pastor and I'm going to do a celebration on October 31st, I would do a play to show how the evil and the dark side of what Halloween is and how is it that you need to come to the cross of Jesus Christ for your salvation. I got married in Halloween. I had a demonic wedding in Halloween. I mean, we talk about animal rituals. We talk about blood sacrifices. In Halloween, I had a demonic wedding because that is the devil's holiday. So I'm talking to you for 25 years that I celebrated Halloween as a devil worshiper. I'm not talking to you from secondhand situations. So one of the reasons Halloween is you making soul ties, you letting the devil own legal rights in your life. You could, even as a Christian, you can say I'm a Christian and I love God, but you're cheating on him on Halloween. When you dress up for Halloween, when you dress up for this demonic holiday, you can dress as an angel, you can dress as like a little mermaid, you can dress as, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost. When you dress up, you're given the legal rights to change your identity. Another demonic reason, Anton LaVey was a person, he was the priest of the Church of Satan out in California, and he was a devil worshiper for many, many, many years. He had 8,000 people in his church when he started demonic, I'm not even going to call it church, his demonic building. And one of the quotes that he quoted, he said, I want to thank every Christian parent for allowing their children at least one time a year to celebrate my holiday. And this is coming from the devil's mouth. So another reason celebrating Halloween is such an eternal mistake is because you not only cursing yourself and you opening your doors to devils, whether you're, that means not, the devil doesn't own you. If you marry and you're celebrating Halloween, the devil owns your marriage, he owns your children, he owns your house, he owns your finances. That means he owns real estate in your life because you have opened your door to the devil one time of the year. I don't see how Christians want to be part of darkness. I don't see, I don't see Satanist people saying, hey, John, Good Friday's coming. Can I come to your church? Could I come celebrate Good Friday with you? Because, you know, that's the right thing to do. I think that I should go there and celebrate the finished work of the cross, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want to be part of that. I don't hear them. I don't hear Satanists, you know, packing our churches on Good Friday. I don't see that. So why are we running and celebrating something that the Satanists are laughing at us? Another reason, I see, I don't know, I think that the whole key of Halloween is the demonic, the rituals, the celebration, the music, when you go to club, house party, or even sometimes we take Halloween and we bring it into our churches. We dress people up as Noah, we dress people up as Abraham, but is that really God? Is that really in the Bible? I mean, I understand you say we celebrate harvests. Yeah, well, harvests are sold. I don't need pumpkins in my house. Pumpkins ain't gonna get me to heaven. And me putting pumpkins in my door and candles in my door, it's like me putting food in my door, but I don't want stray dogs to come to my door. When you put pumpkins in your door and you dress up your house in Halloween, you call yourself a Christian, really? The reality of it, you telling the devil you got legal rights over my house because I dressed it up, I made a contract with you, and now you're more than welcome to come into my house. That means you grieve the Holy Spirit, you grieve the things of God, you grieve your walk with God and everything that God has for you, every blessing that God has for you, every opportunity God has for you. you. You just cancel your assignment. But I'm going to tell you from the devil, ex-devil worshiper 25 years. You know, a lot of these candies that you give your kids and you buy in the stores on Halloween, they are prayed for. These candies are prayed for over demonic. People have prayed over these candies. They know what they're doing. They pray over these costumes. They know what they're doing. I mean, I live in the city, Manhattan, right? And they rent this store, right? Every year, they rent the store. You know how much the rent in that store costs for the month of October for them to sell costumes? $30,000 a month. How is it they got this kind of money to rent a store to sell costumes? These costumes are prayed for, they're demonic. And if you have opened the door to your children on this situation, on this demonic situation, circumstance, or celebration, or a holiday, what they call a holiday, I call it demonic. If you have opened your door and you today, you see that your kid has wavered, your kids have left the things of the Lord, your kids are no longer functioning in the Holy Spirit. You need to repent. You need to renounce. You need to cut the rope. You need to give the devil an eviction notice and ask God, Lord, forgive me. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy, we work your darkness, Father God, every bad decision that we have made. Father God, shed light in the hearts of parents and churches, Lord, today in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every stronghold. We break every demonic bondage of Halloween, Father God. We give the devil an eviction notice today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, right now, in the Jesus Christ, every household that is under my voice today watching this video, it's not a coincidence. This is a divine appointment to cancel the devil and say yes to Jesus Christ over this demonic holiday. Lord Jesus Christ, set your people free. Open their hearts to see the demonic side of who Halloween is. And this is the devil's holiday, and we don't celebrate the devil. We celebrate Jesus Christ until he calls us home. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, amen. It's something else, isn't it? We got to be careful, folks. So we just need to understand the reasoning behind it, who's doing it, and we need to be careful. Halloween is an annual celebration. But just what it really is it a celebration of? And how did this peculiar custom originate? It is, as some claim, a kind of a demon worship. Or is it just a harmless vestige of some ancient pagan ritual? You see, in North America, the yearly observance of Halloween amounts to a multi-billion dollar industry, second only to Christmas, selling costumes and candy and food and items and party supplies and greeting cards, tours of so-called haunted houses, and other forms of entertainment. You know, we need to be careful. Like this man was talking about, they go in, these Satanists go in these stores and pray over candy. You know, I'm sure they don't stand there, they do it. Where they don't get kicked out of the store and stuff like that. We have to, you know, understand we don't want to participate in this stuff. So, again, they're out to reach, the devil is out to reach you and your children in any way possible. And this is a former Satanist for years. I think he said 21 years, 25 years. He had a Satanist wedding. So more than 2,000 years ago, people called it the Celts, or the Celts, lived in, which is now Ireland, Great Britain, and France. And among the Celtic people was an elite intellectual class known as the Druids. And they served as religious priests, judges, lawmakers, and scientists. And they had an elaborate pagan religious festival, along with certain rituals. Chief among them, among these, was the fire festival called Shinnal, or Samhain, observed at harvest time to mark a Celtic New Year. The Celts believed that on this night, the barrier between the natural world and the supernatural was removed, and they thought that spirits of the dead were able to move freely among the human beings. And the Samhain was the most solemn and important night of the Celtic year. But after the Roman Catholic Church came to the Celt people in the 7th century, some of their traditional folk customs were adopted by the church. In 1835 AD, Pope Gregory IV moved the church feast of All Saints from the spring to November 1st. And they did this to replace the observance of Samhain. All Saints Day still observed today by many honored believers who had died But that night before, which featured a sacred vigil in the church, became known as All Hallows Eve or Halloween. But the old practices of the Druids died hard and were denounced by the church as witchcraft. And this is how Halloween became known as the witch's holiday. And we really should think of it as Halloween. They were dressing in costumes and going door to door comes from a much later tradition by the British in the British Isle, a practice not restricted to Halloween. And they would, masked players would go from house to house, putting on a simple drama and music performance. In return, people would give them food and drink. And often these performances had Christian themes. The trick or treat custom we know today is thoroughly American in origin. And in the 19th century, when the Irish and the Scottish immigrants brought their Halloween traditions to North America, the night became an occasion of for pranks and a lot of mischief. Vandals would go through the night, soaping windows, overturning outhouses, and pulling gates from their hinges. And, so, and after a while, these pranks were playfully said to be the work of witches and ghosts. But in the 1920s, the jokes, they just weren't funny anymore. The damage in the neighborhoods was mounting highly. So to counteract Halloween vandalism, community clubs, things like the Boy Scouts began to organize alternatives that are safe and fun. And children were encouraged to go door to door and receive treats from homeowners and from the merchants in the area and keep the troublemakers away. By the 1930s, the practice was popular nationwide, and young voices crying trick or treat were echoing through the neighborhood streets. And in this way, a combination of pagan, Christian, and Celtic elements formed the Halloween celebration that we know today. And in recent decades, though, folks, man is. The second understanding we must hold onto is that death is an enemy. Folks, death is our enemy, okay? We are in a battle with an enemy called death. By the way, but why is death our enemy? Why? It is because it destroys life. It takes life away, whereas God is the creator and he is the author of life. Amen? In God's original creation, there was no sin, nor pain, disease, nor death. Remember, man chose to sin. And the Bible teaches that death is the enemy of mankind. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Christ was subject to the great enemy of man. Okay? He was subject to that as a man. Note that death is the last enemy that will be destroyed. Death has an end. Death will cease to be. The reign of death will be stopped. But folks, man shall be delivered once and for all from death. Death will be swallowed up in victory. Isaiah 25:8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken. Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 2 Timothy 1:10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Revelation 20:14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Okay? Death is our enemy. Because Because Halloween honors Satan and demons is another reason not to celebrate it. God is not honored on Halloween. God is not even mentioned. Satan, witches, demons are all honored on Halloween. The Bible teaches that Satan and demons are the enemies of mankind. In 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Throughout Scripture, Satan is described as the god of this world. He blinds men's eyes in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is the prince of this world in John 12, John 14, John 16, and the prince and the power of the air in Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6. Satan's purpose is making war against God is twofold, folks. Number one, Satan's purpose is power and worship. To receive as much of the power and worship of the universe as possible. That's what he longs for. And two, Satan's purpose is to hurt and to cut the heart of God. You say, well, why does he want to do that? Because God has judged and condemned Satan for rebelling against him. Therefore, Satan does all that he can to get back at God. And the best way that he can do this is to turn the hearts of God's people, God's prized creation, away from God. And he wants to lead them to sin and follow the way of evil. And that leads to death. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Another reason not to celebrate Halloween is because people sin on Halloween. Many people get drunk and take drugs. People dress in horrible occultic costumes. And all of this is sin. It is considered the holiday of hell. And the bad boys come out for it. Some kill people's livestock and they drink the blood on this day, and there's kidnappings that take place. We need to be very, very careful. Amen? You see, 1 Corinthians 10:20 says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have worship with devils. Participation in idolatry is fellowshipping with the enemy, the devil. The devil and his angels and his demons are behind all idolatry, whether the idolatry of a heathen society or an educated society, it is still devil worship. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 1 Corinthians 11:14-15, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed, listen to this, transformed into an angel of light. He makes everything look nice. Okay? Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. It is utterly impossible, folks, hear me, to participate in true worship of God and in the worship of devils. 1 Corinthians 10:21, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Another reason not to worship, participate in Halloween is because God himself hates Halloween. God says, I hate every false way in Psalms 119. I hate every false way. Understand, folks, we need to be careful what we are listening to, where we're going to worship, what we're participating. That's why I said God hates all false ways. If they're not teaching the truth, you don't need it. Hear me. God does not hate mankind, but he hates man's evil ways. Genesis 6, 5 through 7, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man from on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. God warned, God was also wearied by man's sins. Wearied by man's sins. Isaiah 43:24, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. God is broken by man's sins. Ezekiel 6:9, I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a whoring after their idols, and they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And God is also grieved by man's sin. Psalms 95:10, 40 years long I was grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. God is grieved to the depths of his heart with man's sins in Genesis 6:6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You see, these are good reasons, folks, not to celebrate Halloween. We must obey what the Word says about Halloween. We must be a testimony to our city, to our children, to our grandchildren, to our co-workers, to our neighbors. We have to be a testimony. And you can't be a light to a dark world if you're participating in the darkness. Come on. Man was God's creature. Man was God's creature, the most noble and dignified creature ever created. But man abused God's love and purpose in creating him. Man rebelled against God. He rejected God's love and purpose in creation. Man chose to reject, ignore, and neglect and deny God as his creator. In 1 John 3:7-10, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the evil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this that the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Folks, it is so sad when you see so many of our little boys and girls dressed up as so many evil characters. How sad is it that our society encourages children to dress up as Satan and other evil characters? I just don't understand. Parents, don't they realize that Satan is real? He's not some sort of Halloween character. But unfortunately, many folks don't realize that the devil really exists. They think that he is a figment of our imagination. Let me tell you a story. There was a boxer. He was beaten up pretty badly. Finally, he leaned over the ropes and said to his trainer, throw in the towel. This guy's killing me. But the trainer replied, oh, no, he's not. He's not even hitting you. He hasn't laid a glove on you. And at that point, the boxer wiped the blood away from his eyes and said, well, then I wish you'd watch that referee because he sure is tough. The point here is, folks, is sometimes we try to imagine that the devil and his tactics aren't as bad as they really are. And we fool ourselves into thinking that it won't happen to me. Okay? He's not even hitting you. He's not even affecting you. Somebody is. Look at the society that we live in. I see commercials sometimes that are, they grieve me so bad. They're so demonic and disgusting. You see, some people are like this trainer. They just don't get it. They deny the obvious. This Halloween season, millions of Christians will encourage their children to pay respect to the devil and his gang of evil spirits. Thousands of churches will fully sanction this homage to Satan in direct violation to the explicit teachings of the Word of God. Halloween is a celebration of darkness. I don't like darkness. You know why? Darkness hides things. In the Bible, darkness symbolizes evil. How many of you adults used to ask your mother or father to leave their light on in your room or in the hallway? Huh? Why? Because it always made you feel better. That's what we as Christians should be doing. We should be lighting up our world with God's love. We are the light. Ephesians 5, 8 and 11 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. That's what we're doing. You see, the whole concept behind Halloween involves death, darkness, deception, fear, pagan rituals. And many Christians, folks, find Halloween an uncomfortable topic. It's like walking into a graveyard, seeing among the tombstones a loud party in progress, and you hear bizarre mixtures of horrible screams and laughing, and then wondering who organized this. Let me ask you a question tonight. What in the world do witches and demons and vampires and blood have in common with God's people? People who John refers to as children of light. What does all that have to do in common with children of light? Is Halloween simply a child's celebration, a night of good, innocent fun, or should we think more seriously about glorifying Satan and his evil angels? Now, do I sound a little extremist? I'm sorry. But let me tell you what the World Book Encyclopedia says. Halloween's beginnings precede Christ's birth when the Druids, a pagan group of devil worshippers in what is now Britain and France, observed the end of summer by making human sacrifices to the gods. It was the beginning of a Celtic year. They believed that Samhain, the lord of the death, sent evil spirits abroad to attack humans who could escape only by assuming disguises and looking like spirits themselves. The waning of the sun and the approaching of dark winter made the evil spirits rejoice and play nasty tricks. Most of our Halloween practices can be traced back to the old pagan rites and superstitions. That's from Encyclopedia, World Book Encyclopedia. You see, present-day witches still consider Halloween to be their high holy day, just like Easter is to us. They say it is ideal time of the year to cast spells, see into the future, and communicate with the spirits of dead relatives. And many centuries ago, the church tried to offset the seasonal emphasis by introducing All Saints Day on November 1st. It was also called All Hallows Day. Then it became accustomed to call evening before All Hallow Eve. Trying to Christianize a pagan calendar is not working today. In fact, you might say that All Saints Day has been almost obliterated in favor of Halloween. For Christians to celebrate Halloween makes about as much sense as the Russians celebrating 4th of July. Right? The point is, folks, not to say that participation in Halloween makes one witch or devil worshiper or occultist. But listen, I do believe that it is dishonoring God, whose coming was to destroy the works of the devil in 1 John 3. Another point, the Bible clearly tells us that God hates witchcraft. Hates it. Should our children, who are an inherent of the Lord, be dressed up like witches and goblins? The Bible says they're a blessing. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full. Should we dress the children that God gave us up like ghosts and goblins and witches? Come on, parents, think. Instead of celebrating Halloween, let's look at some alternatives. Celebrate the season. The end of October is a perfect time to celebrate the beauty of autumn. Fall's my favorite time of year. Come on. Give glory to God for His wisdom and love in providing such beautiful landscapes for us to enjoy. It is also a wonderful time to think about harvest time and all that God blesses and provides for His children. How about celebrating saints? Take some time to reflect on those who have influenced you greatly, such as Bible characters, reformers, missionaries, pastors, pillars of the church, people who gave you a Bible study. Thank God for them. Honor their memories. The writer of Hebrews said, they being dead yet speaketh. Celebrate Jesus Christ, our Savior, especially as He relates to His victory over Satan. Make no mistake about it, folks. Satan's power is great, but he is no match for Jesus Christ. The devil has been allowed to afflict the righteous, according to Job 1:12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. The enemy also has authority over the world, according to Luke 4:6. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Dr. James Dobson, in a letter to supporters, he said this, there is a conspiracy being orchestrated with great care by those who hate the Christian system of values. They are dedicated to its destruction. A formidable enemy has been assembled on the battlefield, including the gay and lesbian movement, the media, and the street corner pushers who are destroying our kids with drugs, and the medical personnel who are slaughtering our unborn babies, and euthanasia organizations that are urging us to kill the old, sick, and the handicapped, the pornographers who are polluting our landscape, and the media and the universities who are committed to the humanistic perspective. These are the shock troops. You see, folks, there are two dangerous extremes to avoid with regarding to the enemy of our soul. Number one, we need to dismissing him as a myth. We need to stop dismissing the enemy as a myth. One Satanist who had confessed to murdering several people said he did it to gain power over 10,000 souls in hell. He said this was promised to him by the devil. So we need to be aware of his devious deceptions. Everybody remember the old show, the Phil Donahue show? He highlighted his industrious nature. There was a panel of so-called experts in the area of religion composed of an atheist, a universalist, a Catholic priest, a New Age spokesman, and an evangelical. And when asked about their view of hell, here were their answer. The atheist said, no such thing as a soul, so there is no hell. The universalist said, everyone goes to heaven after death. Catholic priests, the ideal of hell is nonsense. The New Ager, reincarnation takes place, there is no hell. So questions put to the audience by Donahue, He said, is there a heaven? The vast majority said yes. He asked, is there a hell? The vast majority said no. How many expect to go to heaven? The vast majority said all. Comments from the audience members. This life is hell enough. God is love. How could he ever think of a place like hell? Have all the fun you can here because this is all there is. The Bible was written by men alone, they said. Preachers are trying to scare folks into following their religion. You see, folks, we have to be careful. And we don't want to glorify Satan. Come on. This is the second extreme. You see, Satan is not equal in power with God. He is not. In fact, he is not a god at all. He was created as an angel. God created him. All right? He is a fallen angel. And Martin Luther was right. His doom is sure. One little word. One little word shall fall him, he said. When Jesus was with us on this earth, Jesus demonstrated over and over again his power over the enemy. Think about the slaughter of the innocent babies in Bethlehem. Jesus escaped it. Think about the temptation experience in the wilderness and the Pharisees' attempt to have him murdered. His family rejected him. Israel rejected him. Most of his followers left him. Think about the Gethsemane and Calvary. But through it all, folks, he was victorious. And the resurrection dealt the final blow to the enemy. And Jesus said in John 12:31, now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And again, Jesus said in John 14:30, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. So what's the matter? You see, well, what's the matter, Pastor? Don't you believe in ghosts? Yeah, I do. But I call them by their real names. It's called demons. Okay? Or devils. Christians have nothing to do with them. They work the works of darkness. We are children of light. So what fellowship does light have with darkness? There's only one ghost that I'm interested in, and that's the Holy Ghost. Come on. When the Holy Ghost, hear me, when the Holy Ghost is in control, there will be no fear, no messing with the image of Halloween. Because he comes, Jesus comes to banish fear and give us power to be overcomers. Amen? Let's stand here tonight. Amen. So folks, listen. I know there's not a big crowd here tonight, but encourage others. If you want to hear this, if you have any questions on this, we need to be careful what we deal with and what we allow our children to deal with. Amen? Lord, we ask you to bless each one. Help us keep your hand upon us as we go our way. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.